Begin the current daf in Masech the Shabbos Dav Yud. We begin the Amud Beis. Begin with Tes Devin Maschel. Tes begins with the words of the Gemara. Shani Beis Akise. A bathroom is different. Dinafesh Zuma, where it has much more filth. Which Tes asks on the Gemara and explains. Where the Gemara said that specifically when it was designated for a bathroom, that's where Avinu was in doubt, that maybe it already has the halacha of a bathroom. But regarding the, if it was just prepared for a bathhouse, as our Gemara says, no, that's not considered prepared, and that you could daven in there. Now, Taisa says, Tame, it's a wonder. Because B'Sev Perikam, the Nadarim, at the end of the first Perik Nadarim, the Zayin Manav Garis, the Gemara brings this halacha of Ravina, and it says, Boy Ravina, Ravina asked the question, Hizmino Lebeis Akise, it was prepared for a bathroom. Vizmino Lebeis Amechetz, it was prepared for a bathhouse. Ma, what's the halacha? So Taisa Amas, obviously you see from the fact that it says them together, the Merchetz Nami Mibayle. Not like our Gemara, we see that a bathhouse, he also has a doubt. But our Gemara says explicitly that, no, he only had it regarding a bathroom, not regarding a bathhouse. So it says Taisiv, Yeshemichkin Isay Sham, and that's the answer. Therefore, some delete that phrase of Merchatz from the Gemara over there in the Dharma Shum Hachtach. Our Gemara says explicitly that he didn't have it regarding the bathhouse. So therefore, they delete the words, Vizmino Lebesa Merchatz Mahu. They only have the question regarding Vizmino Lebesa Kise. But Umi, however, says Taisiv, Yeshle Kaim Shum Agir. So you actually could maintain the text of the Gemara in the Dharma. And so what does our Gemara mean to say that, no, he didn't have it regarding the bathhouse? That my love, the Gemara was saying, isn't it, originally the Gemara was saying, just like ultimately it was not even resolved. Yes, he actually had the question regarding both like the Gemara and the Dharm. But our Gemara wants to say, just like we see he did not ultimately resolve it regarding the question regarding the bathroom, he remained with the question, isn't it that also he did not ultimately answer it regarding the bathhouse? That's our Gemara answers. No, Shani Beis Akise, our bathroom is different than Nafesh Duhame, that it has a lot of filth. Therefore, it didn't ultimately resolve it. Of the Merchatz regarding a bathhouse, you're right. Busted the body like the Gemara says in the Dharm. He did have the question. But after he asked the question, Hod the Pashta, he ultimately did resolve it and said that, no, it's not going to be a problem. And therefore, you could daven, even though it's prepared. Or you know, I mean, another approach is you could explain that this is said in the Gemara in the Dharm, his Minul Beis HaMerchatz, that the question was also regarding what happens if you also designate it regarding a bathhouse. That part is Einam Medib Ravina, although the Gemara quotes it as Bay Ravina, if you prepare it for a bathroom, or Vizmin Lebeis HaMerchatz, that second half of the statement actually is not from the words Ravina, Elom Hashasu Damasik. It's the Gemara that's concluding that the question also regarding the bathhouse, Sheinu Reitz L'Chalak, because the Gemara doesn't want to differentiate. V'chein Yesh B'kam Mekayim Esut, we find in many places the Gemara brings two doubts in the name of one Amayr, when really only one of them is his doubt. But the Gemara is comparing it to something else. That's the same thing over here. You're right, like our Gemara says he only had the question regarding the bathroom, but the Gemara in the Dharm wants to compare it and ask it also regarding a bathhouse. Continue the next Taisa of Maschil. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Demetagamina, because we actually, the Aramaic translation is, Elohim Mehemna, the faithful God, which Taisa asks on the words of the Gemara, because the Gemara says that you have to differentiate between Shalom, which you're not allowed to say in the bathhouse, because it's one of God's names, between Hemenusa, which is permitted, because Shalom is God's name, but Hemenusa is not his name, it's only an adjective. As we find, Hakel HaNemon, which is Elohim Mehemna. Says Taisa's Tema, well, it's a wonder, because the Shalom Nami Mitargamin, if you're going with the Targum, the word in that pasuk that the Gemara brings of Shalom is also the Aramaic translation, is the Ovid Leishom, that he did for Gidoin peace, that he made it peaceful for him. So how is that any different than that of Hemenusa, of faithful? Says Taisa Vishlam, what you could say is the Hasim Karoi Shalom. Why did Gidoin call God Shalom over there? Hashem Shu Oysa Shalom, that he made peace for him, that the Eloi Karoi Shalom. Because, meaning to say, he called the Hashem Kari Shalom, there Gidon called God peace. Al Shem Shoei Shalom, you're right. It's like the Targum says, because he made peace for him, you're right. But that's why he ultimately called God peace. The Eloi Kari Shalom, because if he didn't call God peace, rather that, Elabai Lameima Hashem Shalom, but rather that he meant to say is that, what does it mean Hashem Shalom, Hashem Oisle Shalom, that God made for him peace, like similar to what we translate Elakom Ahemna. Then, if that's the case, then it should have said in the pasuk, Hashem Shloimoi, Hashem is his peace, because he made peace for him. If he's calling Hashem Shalom, you're right, like the Targum translates, it's because he made peace for him, but it's more than just that he made peace for him, is therefore he called him Shalom, therefore it's like God's name, and therefore you know to say it in the bathhouse, in contrast to Emunah, which that you could say in the bathroom. Continue the next Taisa Devin Maschil. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Anoisim Aton L'Chaverev. Someone gives a gift to his friend, Tzarech L'Di has to notify him, which Taisa explains what type of a gift do you have to notify. And that is because V'davka b'matanish anosan loy alidei ahava. So it's Taisa, that's specifically a gift that you're giving through love. She'ena mekabel mizbayish, the one who's receiving is not going to be embarrassed. So then you let him know. So that increases love. Avol Nosan Tzedakah, but if someone's giving you charity, Shemakabal Mizbaish, where the receiver is embarrassed, because not with friends, you're just having pity on me. Then Matan Besesa, then the gift that's concealed is Yichva Af, that actually overturns the anger. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, that's actually better not to let him know than in contrast to the case of the Gemara, where we say Tzarech Ladir. Continuing next text of Masach, this begins the words of the Gemara, Yehavin Nahaleh, he gave it to him. Rosh Chodesh comes to explain that the Matnas Kahuna that we're discussing over here are permitted for a non-Kohen. The Gemara brings Rav Chisda was holding a pair of Kohana gifts from an ox, the Israel L'chayim and the Keva, and he said, whoever's going to tell him a teaching from Rav, he's going to give it to him, and he doesn't say specifically if he's a Kohen. So Taisa says, yeah, because the Mutaris Lazarm, those Kohana gifts are permitted for a non-Kohen. Kepir Shakosh, like Rashi explains, and V'hochem Mochuch B'perek Israel, and so too it says Taisa is obvious from the Gemara, Chulunav Kav Lamed Bezim Adal. Now, but then Taisa bothered with a question, B'hodom and Perek Bezim Ksubis, this says, Anaf Chofeim says the Ksubis, Chazak Lekun, what's a presumption that someone is a Kohen? It's Chilik Matan, if he was given the portions of the Kohuna of Zerayel Chaim Akeva. But what I mean, didn't we just say that even a non-Kohen could have them? So it's Taisa, Kukun Shemaid, like, no, it's Tumor where someone testified. Not that he just got it, because yeah, even a non-Kohen could get it. Is the Beturis Kahuna Yahav and Ali, that he was given it as the initial gifting, which that has to be given to a Kohen. This person was being given it initial, that's a sign that he's a Kohen. Although, yes, ultimately a non-Kohen could eat it, but if you're given to it as that medium, obviously then you're a Kohen. Rechtinek's Taiz Devim Asl, Taiz says that Hachi Gesin, the Girsa in the Gemara is not as one could possibly say that it was decreed, as Taisa actually can explain, rather than this Galgal Hadavar. It ultimately evolved, the Yard of Asil Mitzrayim, and then because of this, our fathers had to go down to Egypt, which Taisa has a difficulty with this Gemara. The Gemara is saying that one shouldn't treat one son better than the other ones because of just a little amount of fine wool that Yosef had more than the brother, and the son is passed him, they had to go down to Mitzrayim. So Taisa says, what do you mean? What do you mean? Without this story, there was already a decree. Like it says in Pasuk in Bereishis, says, by the Bris B'nai Misarim, Avraham Avinu was told that his descendants are going to be enslaved in a nation that's not theirs. So what does that have to do with Yosef being treated better than the rest of the brothers? Says Tesis, yeah, but Shem Elohai Nigzar Leim Inu Kolkach. Maybe their affliction would not have been for so long or so severe. Ela Dezed, that was rather only because of this story with Yosef and the brothers. And Tesis proves this. Shari Abba Meishon Hishilu, the 430 years it started. Kodim Chanel Yitzchul Lamachon, 30 years before Yitzchul was even born. Mitzrayim, they only enslaved for 210 years. Obviously, that the Gzeirah of the Shibud by the Bris of Mitzrayim wasn't necessarily going to be in action 400 years, and therefore maybe without the sale of Yosef, maybe they would have been enslaved even less than that, and therefore that's what the Gemara is proving, that one should not treat one son better than the other. Continuing next, Tais Devim Aschot, begin with the words of the Gemara, B'shal Sadaim, the longevity of the city of Sadaim was Nun Beishana was for a period of 52 years. Which says calculates the years, that is, the Gemara brought this idea that Sadaim was for 52 years, and says Tais is Kamesha Mechich B'kuntris, like Rashi proved, Shahay Avram ben Memchaz Shana. Avram Avinu was 48 years old, Kishanimnes Stein, when Stein was first built, which was by the time of the Dar Flaga. B'shalvasa Chavav Shanim, and they had a period of tranquility for 26 years, because the first 26 years, then they did not have tranquility. Because for 12 years they served Kedolayim, 13 years they rebelled, and then in the year after that, in the 26th year, they killed Kedolayim. That was actually through Avram, who went and fought the four kings. And for the remaining 26 years, is until they were overturned, they had the years of tranquility. Now, however, says Taisus Mashma, so it sounds like Shahay Avram ben Ayin Gimel Keshahar Gesam Alachim. So Avram Avinu was 73 years old when he killed the kings, because, as we just said, for 26 years, if Avram Avinu was 48, 26 years later, so then he was 73 years old when he killed Kedolayim. Now, the problem is, in the Brisa of Seydo Eilam, it sounds like Shahi ben Ayin Heishana. He was 75 years old, when he killed the kings. Because the Kama Hasam, it says in Seydo Eilam, Avram Avinu, how old was he when God spoke to him by the covenant of Bris Ben Masarim? Ben Ayin Shana, he was 70 years old. Shemak says in the Pasig, the problem is, there's two contradictory psukim. One Pasig says 430 years afterwards, that from this point on, his descendants are going to be in a land that's not theirs. Another pasuk says that it's going to be 400 years. So how do we resolve this? Is that, yeah, it starts right now, which is 30 years before Yitzchak is born. From when Yitzchak is born, then it's going to be a period of 400 years. So the thing is that at that point, Yitzchak was born when he was 100. So 30 years before that is when he's 70 years old. So he's 70 years old by the Brit Ben Masa. Now, v'chazal l'charan, so then right after that point of the bris b'misam, he went back to Charan. V'shosham heishanim, he dwelled there for 5 years. How do we know this? Shemaim says in the pasuk, v'avram ben chamei shana v'shim shana, betzeisim b'charan v'goymer, that he was 75 years old when he left Charan. So obviously, if he went after the bris when he was 70 to Charan, he left when he was 75. He was there for 5 years. Now, va'isa shana sheyotzim b'charan, the year that he left Charan, shnas rav haisa, it was a famine. Yard le Mitzrayim, so he went down to Mitzrayim. B'shasham gimel chadash, he spent 3 months over there. Then Bobi Yashav le Be'elonim Mamre, he went and he settled in Be'elonim Mamre. He shana shekavish as amlochem. That's actually the same year when he killed the kings, as we find there in the Pesukim right after where it says that he was by Be'elonim Mamre. It says later on that in the days of Amraphel, etc., that he killed him. Now says Taisel, if he said based on this lohisa shalvasa elchav dalad, that means to say that actually they did not have, as the Gemara says, a tranquility of 26 years, rather that of only 24 years, which is from Avram Avinu who was 75 years old until he was 99, is only 24 years. Says Taisel, but what you have to say is shalhisa b'shalva, that there was tranquility of beishan and bitzchilo, 2 years in the beginning. In other words, right when the city was built, right after the Dera Flaga, for those 2 years, they weren't yet enslaved by Kedalaima. But those 2 years, together with the 24 years after Kedalaima died, which, yes, then actually was only 24 years, but yet 2 years in the beginning, that makes for 26, and they have the 26 in the middle, which was when they served Kedalaima and when they fought against him until he was killed. That's how you get for a total of 26 years of Sadaim in their tranquility.